The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Barbecue food truck down in the cave, Green Cove Springs, Florida. Way too many words there. Was just had the food truck, the barbecue food truck, offering utility workers free lunches for all their hard work.
Very nice.
Uh-huh. And with nearly all of the town's restaurants closed down due to Hurricane Irma that had passed through, the town obviously needed this truck more than ever, right? No,
absolutely.
No, sir. Wrong answer.
They did not shut it down.
Oh yeah, you don't have a permit.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. And this is, now you could have gone down to City Hall to get a, no, they couldn't because City Hall was closed because of Irma. I mean, come on. I mean,
hold on there, FEMA. Hold on there, FEMA. Do you have a permit to give that water out?
Thank you.
Who's the douche who did that? Was it a cop or was it a...
I think it was probably a nearby restaurant. I don't know.
Wow.
Let's see. Now, here's the good stuff. You know, J.J. Watt's fundraiser, over $37 million raised for Hurricane Harvey relief down in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you heard of Kimberly Gager, who is an extreme couponer? Okay?
No, but I've heard of extreme couponing.
Yeah, you got to see some of these pictures of her. She has taken her skills to a whole new level and basically posted on Facebook, hey, if you need anything, let me know. Paper products, diapers, all sorts of toiletry, stuff like that. She obviously shelled out her own money, used her extreme couponing skills, loaded up all sorts of families down there.
She uses those skills and the benefits and whatever to get stuff to donate to people.
Exactly right. And I'm going to tweet this out. You got to see the pictures of what she has bought.
Chris Cruz and I had a lengthy discussion off the air about the extreme couponers yesterday.
Oh. It's quite impressive to be able to do
Chris
it.
Chris hates them.
Why?
He said he hates them. What are you going to do with all that? Well, in her case, she's donating it. She goes, but normally, normally people go home and you open up the cabinet. They got, 5,000 cases of whatever it is.
You're never going to need that again.
So,
I think he's just jealous.
He is jealous. Obviously. I'm jealous. That's like a full-time job.
You got to plan
ahead. That's the problem with it.
And get the couponing going.
That's the thing about the paper products is that you can never have too many.
No.
You can stock up for a problem. And you could also barter if push comes to shove.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.